Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black, and I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. I am so excited and enthused about this Good News Show. I want to thank all of you listeners for your loyalty and for sending in those emails with topics for us to discuss. Today's show is going to be very exciting. We will be discussing inner wisdom and inner peace, and mainly listening to your inner voice. We also have a special guest. We have Deborah Mills, who is the founder and director of Soul Focused Healing. Deborah is a gifted healer and a spiritual guide, so we should have her on in about 15 minutes, so I want you to stay tuned for that. This is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City, and I am on air with Sherry.
Good morning, Patty, and good morning to everybody that is out there listening to us. We're very excited. We've had some really great feedback from everybody that has taken the time to write in and tell us that they are enjoying what we're saying and that keep on doing it. And so we're really happy to get that info, because when you give us feedback, that gives us what we need to keep on going. So today we're going to talk about listening to your inner voice and opening your heart again. You know, one of the most moving examples of opening up again of a hardened heart is the story of Scrooge.
Oh.
Well, we are coming close to Christmas, right?
Yes, we are.
So it's the story of Scrooge in the Dickens Christmas Carol. And at an early age, Scrooge concluded that the world was a hard and cruel place, and making his accumulation of money, making that his primary goal, he closed himself off from all of his other fellow human beings. And although he did attain his worldly riches, he was spiritually desolate. And then on Christmas Eve, he was graced with the opportunity to make a new choice, to open his heart to life. And his physical wealth began to have a purpose. So after his conversion, he paid for an operation that healed Tiny Tim, and it contributed to numerous charities throughout London. So, you know, why do I tell this story? Because there is a little bit of Scrooge in every one of us. And especially in some area of our life. You know, you and I have hardened our hearts. So, you know, maybe it was a former lover who we have not forgiven or are angry at. And maybe there's a political group that opposes our point of view, and or an early wound that has left a trail of hurt and resentment. So, well, whatever the person is or the circumstances, the solution is always the same. So, opening your heart again. Now, if the old wound and the old pain comes to the surface again, relax and breathe into the hurt. As your heart softens and it expands, a deep compassion will fill your being. And it's like the Scrooge. You are being reborn to a new life. You're being redeemed by the healing power of love. So so your inner voice is there to help guide you along the path called life.
Well, it's really good to look at, to stop and think about things like that, Sherry, because we do have experiences in life that make us protect ourselves. And so when you're saying hardened, it's like we have this overprotection. We don't want to go through the pain again. And if we do hold on to that, that's really, you know, you numb yourself, and that's really putting yourself on a course in life that is emotionless, and you eliminate a lot of good things that you could be experiencing.
Exactly. It reminds me of that saying, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved again. So sometimes the sound of our inner voice is very low, and reminding us to pay a bill or call a friend. And other times our inner voice can be more insistent, you know, where it seems as if it's nagging us. And and reminding us over and over of some of the unfinished business that we've had for a week or a month or even years. You know, and how many times has your inner voice told you to do something that you choose to ignore, only to find out it was a big mistake? So I bet in that moment you say to yourself, I should have listened to myself. So many times that has happened to me. So you were not paying attention to the guidance that was provided to you by your inner voice. You know, and so when you're listening to the prompting of the spirit, life happens much smoother. Things that have been a problem or an issue in the past seems to be like miraculously avoided, and life is good. And, you know, when you choose not to listen to spirit, it's as if you're taking your life into your own hands. And spirit will poke you and prod you, and it will even, you know, nag you with things that you should be doing. You know, so the more you don't listen or choose not to pay attention, the further and further you are moving from your center and your true path. And your inner self starts to become unbalanced. So the more unbalanced you become, the stronger or louder the prompting becomes. And obstacles or tests are put in our path. Finally, the last straw is placed. You know, it's like the last straw of the camel's back that, you know, you've heard that before.
The last straw, right. The last straw.
And, you know, it's as if the universe smacks you upside the head with a 2x4.
I've had that before.
And there's an index card pinned to the end of it with, you know, the reading, are you ready to listen now?
Oh, that's good.
So how many times has that happened to us, you know? So, I mean, listening to our spirit, you know, your higher self or the universe, it's all about trust and trusting that what you are being told or led to do is what's best for your highest good. I always, you know, I always talk about give me what is best for my highest good, you know, or bring in the people in my life that are for my highest good, or help me to find the perfect job that is meant for me, for my highest good. And so I always find that that's really an important thing to kind of remember, what's best for your highest good. And then trust is a challenge for many of us. You know, it's working with the prompting of our inner voice. It makes us knowledgeable that we are not necessarily in control.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you know, it forces us to give the steering wheel of your life over to someone else. And, you know, that's kind of what we do on a daily basis, is be able to trust that, you know, we're exactly where we need to be, and what we're going through is exactly what we need to be going through, and to be able to put the steering wheel down, like, not drive the motorcycle. Sit on the back seat and let our higher power, or whatever you want to call our God, let God take the front seat and drive us, and we just get out of the way and let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And
that does take a lot of trust. Sherry, at this point, I'd like to invite our listeners to call in, pick up the phone, tell us a good news story today. You can reach us at 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if you don't have access to a phone, or if you're not listening to us live, you can always send us an email at thegoodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow@yahoo.com. And for you iPodders, you can download the show right into your iPod through iTunes and take us on the go with us. So if you need to know how to do that, go to the website, www.goodnewsshow.us, and you'll learn how to do that. And I do want to encourage you to rate the show while you're on the website. We have a 5-star rating, Sherry. We've been holding that for since February of this year when we started the show. And I do want to encourage you listeners to go in and rate us. Also, you can blog about our show and get to know other listeners. You can subscribe to the show and get notified when the show airs. So you can get a lot of information at the website, www.goodnewsshow.us. This is Patty Black bringing you the Good News Show live from Miami, Florida, the Magic City. And I am on air with Sherry.
Hi, everybody. And we're just going to continue on with talking about listening to our inner voice and opening up our hearts again. And, you know, it is hard for us to give up the steering wheel of our life over to someone else. And it's hard for us to give up control of our lives. So, you know, once you choose to follow spirit by trusting and surrendering control, you will see miraculous changes happening in your life almost immediately. And, you know, I really, again, I thank you for writing into us to let us know what it is that you want to hear us talk about, because we put a lot of thought and energy into talking about something that we enjoy talking about and what we hope that you are enjoying listening to. So I really appreciate everybody letting me know. And, you know, so I put down a few different points of view on listening to your inner voice. So if you check in with your heart, you know, put your hand over your heart and focus there. And you think, what is it telling you? Listening. What is my heart telling me? And, you know, sometimes we don't stop. You know, we're out there busy in our lives, and we don't take the time to stop and really listen to or observe ourselves or listen to what's going on with us. We could have all these, you know, crazy thoughts and things going on, but once we stop and, you know, where is this coming from? You know, is it, you know, is it fear? Is it hurt? Is it anger? You know, what is going on and what's pushing me to do and say and act out the way I am? So check in with your heart and put your hand over your heart and listen. And then connect with your body. Noticing that the messages your body is giving you right now, you know, this is valuable information, especially if you aren't aware. You know, that you're afraid or the fear is coming up. If you're not aware, your body alerts you to what makes you feel passionate and what doesn't. So it's interesting. You know, your body is your wisdom, and that's designed to tell you when you're on the right path and when you aren't. And, you know, I love that. I love that you can really check in with yourself and know, you know, am I on the right path? In so many different instances, I mean, if I'm, you know, am I on the right path? If I'm wanting to get in touch with taking care of my body and exercise and health, and am I eating right? And, you know, if you listen to your body, your body is always telling you what's going on. And, you know, that's, you know, if we don't listen, we get ill. Or, you know, we acquire different ailments and diabetes, or, you know, different things, that major headaches or heart disease, or, you know, things that we're not listening. And actually something was telling us to take care of yourself, you know, and somebody, you know, our inner body was saying, you know, your stomach is not feeling well, so maybe you better take a look at what you're eating and what's, you know, when you're eating and, you know, what's going on.
And what you're thinking about when you're eating, too.
Right, and then you start thinking about those things. But it's really getting in touch with your body tells you when you're tired. You know, if you're tired and you don't listen and you're burning candles at both ends, and, you know, listen to your intuition. Intuition is simply knowing something without knowing exactly how you know it. And the next time you need to make a decision and you check with your intuition, experiment with trusting it. Because when you follow your intuition, what happens? You know, what is the outcome? And I love that, because sometimes when you don't follow your intuition, you end up in a in a lot of trouble there. And you're going, oh, my God, I knew that this was not what I should be doing. And I, you know, so I love that tool of really being able to listen to your intuition. So there you have it. And I hope you enjoyed that.
Well, that was really good, Sherry. Thank you. Thank you. And I hope you can talk about this more next week, because it sounds like there's a lot of substance to this topic. And I think that it's just good to hear it again. It's you know, every day we grow and we change, and it's just good to hear it at different ages in life, too. So let's bring that back next week. I do think we have our guest calling, so let me see if I can bring her in.
Hi.
Good morning, Deborah.
Welcome to the Good News Show. Is this Deborah?
It is.
Hi, Deborah. This is Patty Black, and we have Sherry on.
Hi. So thank you for coming on with us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Good.
Okay. Could you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, I'm the director of Soul Focused Healing. Soul Focused Healing is a system of healing and works with the anatomical design of the body and the soul. And it works for healing and opening into spiritual development. So I teach healing. I've had a practice doing healing for over 16 years, and I've been teaching energy healing and the awakening consciousness for 13 years. So in my practice, I help people heal the limitations, whether they're physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and move to a new level of being. And to learn how to master our limitations, you know, Socrates said, know thyself. It's only through knowing ourself and dismantling our humanity, our humanness, that we can open to our divinity, which explores many possibilities of unlimitedness.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like this is what everybody should be tapping into. This, it's you know, it's just not your usual type of healing. So it sounds very, very interesting that you've been doing it for this long.
Mm-hmm. How did you get started in this field?
Well, I started meditating when I was very young, 35 years ago or so, 36 years ago. And then I ended up in an ashram, and I learned something called acupressure therapy, and began to explore the body and what goes on beyond the seen world. And then got married, had children, and it was when my youngest daughter, we found out she had learning disabilities, that I started researching help for her. And that led me to the Upledger Institute, cranial sacral therapy, which helped her very much. And then I apprenticed. I figured if I was going to take her there, I wanted to know what it was. So I went and did a training, and then I was working with them at the Upledger Institute, and they suggested I take her to somebody in Asheville. And he used to come to our house, and I just said, well, this is what I want to do when I grow up. And he brought me in as an apprentice, and then he did a course called Esoteric Healing. And I did that course, Esoteric Healing, and I learned about the energy field and moving energy through the body and what goes on beyond the physical body, the body of the soul, the consciousness, all of that. And then at the same time, a month later, I met a clairvoyant medical doctor named Robert Jaffe, who out of Sedona, Arizona, who had the School of Energy Mastery. So for the next, three or four years, I did trainings in both of them and kind of wove it together and began to open. And as we begin to heal our own stuff, our own limitations, and our own places of the personality, I guess you'd say, I began opening up to deeper levels of my own soul. And having soul merges and changing, and over the course of those few years, I had the the scientific, through the esoteric healing, I had the scientific explanation for what was happening at a soul level and learning how to master the places where I had shut down my, I guess you'd say my being at a deep level. You know, the insecurities, the doubts, the fears, the wounds. You know, we all have so many wounds that just get covered up and covered up and covered up. And then we keep functioning, and our consciousness can know a lot and be very evolved, but we still have those issues in our tissues. And we can get triggered, and we can go into doubt, fear, you know, lack, any of those things, because they're, or insecurity, they're being held in the tissues. And so what this work does is goes in and helps to dismantle it, to transmute it, and have people go and look at the places where they've gotten stuck. What happened when we were born? What happened, you know, when we were a small child? What happened in the life of our soul? We've been here so long. We've had so many lifetimes. And it's all recorded in through permanent atoms within the soul body that begin to grow with structure in the physical form as we grow. So we're repeating patterns that we've repeated many times. But now as we're beginning to awaken, we can really dismantle those patterns, heal them, and begin, as we do, what happens is we begin to open to deeper layers of our soul, and we begin to see life and creation at a whole different level. And instead of like just looking out through the two eyes that we have, we begin to start seeing through our inner eye, whether we call it our third eye or the eye of the soul. We begin to start looking from a higher place within us. Most people know about the seven chakras, but this system that I teach also works with the five chakras of the soul. And we begin to open to a whole nother level of being. We begin to look through active intelligence, universal mind. We begin to look through love and compassion and wisdom. And we align with the source of our being, whether we call it God or universal intelligence. We begin to function, and it's through intelligent love and wisdom that we really anchor into that, to the will and to divine will and the will of our soul. And then we have the 12th chakra, which is our monad. That's our individuation from God. And it's like one thing to be able to know that, but it's another thing to really live from that and to become one with that within ourselves. How do we begin to function in pure alignment with our Creator, not alignment to our lower self that has, you know, attachments or unhealed places? So what I do is I help people clear that, again, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. How do we open up to our divinity? Like, who is it that each one of us is? And that's a pretty amazing thing when we really discover it.
Mm. How many sessions does one usually need if they're coming with a specific issue?
Well, sometimes that specific issue just gets addressed and gets dismantled and cleared right there in that one session. And some people come, you know, for that one session to, you know, really get at the root of it. And because so many things are layered, it may come back at another time, and then we can go after the next layer. But often, a lot's cleared in one session. And then some people do it as a spiritual, you know, they're committed to their own spiritual unfoldment. And, you know, some people will come once a week for a while, or every other week, or once a month, or they'll do a little series, and then they know I'm there, something comes up, they come back. I'm one of these therapists that really likes self-mastery. I like people to be empowered. I don't suggest someone keep coming regularly unless I know they really need it. Because really, my gift is to be able to connect them with who they are and to be able to move through and work some of their stuff on their own and then come back. And most people, you know, the average person doesn't even know that that's a potential. You know, the answers can be, I don't know, or this is the way I am. And, you know, I just reflect their soul to them. And once we touch our soul and we begin to see from a different level, we begin to require something else from ourselves. And I help facilitate that in people. And then I especially, you know, I do a lot of teaching, and so I train other people to do that. And once someone goes through some trainings, they have access to be able to begin to unravel their own, what do we call them, distortions or dis-ease processes. And you know, all of us need help every now and then. We can go to a psychotherapist, but it's just mental that we get it. But when you start moving the issues in the tissues and clearing out the blockages in the system, it allows for the light of the soul to really enter. And ultimately, as we begin to live a soul-based reality, we have access to a higher place within us.
I love it.
Yes.
You know, I like that you're saying, that you're not having people so dependent upon you that they can actually use the tools that you teach them and they can work on themselves, because that's, you know, that's what we really need to be able to, like we were just talking right before you came on, about listening to your body and listening to your intuition and being able to listen to our inner voice. And that sounds like what you're teaching them is to be able to listen more and to work on those.
Yes, absolutely, to just really pay attention. I mean, our body is giving us signals. What is that pain? What is that tension? And if we just bring our awareness to it, knowing that awareness is a quality of the soul, and bring our awareness to it and just be with it, not with, oh, I wonder what this is, what's going on here, but just simply to be with it, it will open up and reveal its story. It will reveal what's going on. And then it goes, as you say, through the intuition, like it'll come up into the intuition. It'll come up into the consciousness. And then do we follow that? Do we get that? Or do we discount it? And I think, you know, I didn't hear what your show was, but what you were talking about. But that's like such a major important thing, to really trust our intuition, to trust what we get, because the more that we do, the more that our body and our consciousness will feed us more information. And if we discount it, and or we're always like trying to go to somebody else to figure it out, you know, there's so many people, well, I'll go to this reader, I'll go to this healer, I'll do this. But we have to know ourselves. It's what did Socrates say, know thyself. And as we get to really know thyself and listen to thyself, and who's feeling what we're feeling inside. Sometimes there's a trapped inner child that feels, you know, self-consciousness or not good enough or hurt in this way or offended by somebody. And it's like if we just simply be with that, it can start to dismantle. When I did my first energy mastery training with Dr. Jaffe, one of the first things that he said in the first class is on the initiatory, we go through initiations, and the first initiation is recognizing there was a higher power, and the second initiation was taking responsibility for everything that we feel and we experience. And for me, I must have been just very ripe to hear that, because it's so easy to look outside and say, oh, this person did this or this happened because of this. But when we take that and we look inside, like what inside of me got triggered? What inside of me felt hurt by what that person said or felt this way or felt that way? When we take responsibility for how we're feeling, then we begin to know that part of ourselves. We sit with that part. We become aware of that part, and we help elevate it. Through training it and through our own conscious awareness, we help to elevate it and to heal it through a higher level of understanding. It's like, you know, there's always that saying, you know, everyone's got an inner child, you know, and, you know, there's no way we can go back and change any of it, but we can become the parent of our inner child. So when that little voice of, you know, insecurity or doubt or fear or any of those things comes up, the conscious part of us can go in and parent that part and talk to it, help it to know, help it to trust, help it to grow up and come into a deeper level of being. And I feel like that's such an important thing for all of us, to understand how do we begin to dismantle our humanness and open to our divinity. And that feels like it's key, especially right now in the times that are, we're in such changing times in our country, in our world, and how do we hold an impeccable alignment, an impeccable faith and trust, and put one foot in front of the other and keep going? Because what's really happening is so magnificent, and our world is changing. You know, I wrote an article quite a while ago after 9/11, and it was about, you know, the world has been crumbling from the inside out. If we look at, you know, it goes back to the Dark Ages, you know, just before the time of Christ especially, but and right through the King Arthur times, but they called those the Dark Ages, when the women were no longer, the goddess was no longer recognized, but then there became more patriarchal society. A lot happened during that time, and it's known as the Dark Ages. But from that period of time, the world started crumbling, very greed, corruption, and it's just continued. And you look at what's been going on in the world, you know, since that time period, the last 2,000 years or so, that something's been crumbling from the inside out in our human nature, in our world. And now what I saw happening at 9/11 is the attacks on in New York put a wobble in that already decaying world, and it started to really wobble at that point. And now that world is actually crumbling. It's, you know, the financial world, the way the structures have been set up, all of it. And yet what's been happening is there's a brand new world being built. And for those of us who have been paying attention, we're aware of it. We can see the like the organizations being set up to help people, and the consciousness of, you know, sharing and giving and having an alignment with God and all of those other things, that we're living from a place of integrity and intuition and consciousness in our everyday life. So there's really a new world being built. And as this one world is crumbling, this new one is opening, and it's so magnificent. And yet things may look a little different. We may change our lifestyle a little bit. We might not have the opulence that we've been used to. But we'll have the deeper, the real, deeper wisdom and understanding of what it is to live a soul-based life. Because the personality-based reality got a little out of hand. And what is it to live a soul-based life? The soul would not be out of integrity. The soul would not grab onto greed. It's the more enlightened part of us. And as we begin to move to a more enlightened state within us, there's deeper and deeper levels. And from what I've experienced, a potential of being that is way beyond anything that we have known for a very, very, very long time on the planet. I think we came in with it originally as we came to Earth, and then as, you know, the world grew to the state that it is, we became more drawn to the outside, and the inside and the internal values have lost some of their, just lost some of their, whatever you call it, in the world. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's what's coming back, you know, that intuition. How do we know how to be at the right place at the right time? How do we live in a place of trust? How do we feed our bodies with clean, unprocessed foods to have it function at its highest frequency? The difference between high test and really low gas, or, you know, just how do we care for our vessel and our vehicle, and how do we begin to unwrap it and open it to a new dimension of being?
Which is really exciting, you know, because as you were saying, yeah, we are coming totally into a new world. And it's really nice to see how people are caring more for each other. They're coming from love more. And it's just like a whole new change. And this is real important, like the work that you're doing. This is what is opening up. People are ready. They're more ready. They're
they're looking to help each other, to do more service, to, you know, how can I be of service to someone else? And where people did, you know, before it was like they would just maybe see something going on and they would walk away, and now somebody is having their eyes open and they're able to reach out and help someone else.
It's just like human kindness.
Yeah. And I like how on your website you reference heart-centered soul awareness.
Yeah, heart-centered, soul-focused
like
awareness.
The basis of what you're doing.
Yeah, when we unwrap the personality that thinks only about itself and its immediate surroundings, and we begin to function from another place, it's very different. And, you know, most of us have had a lot of wounding around our heart, and so we function more on the outer layers of the heart, which is I want, I need, and as we go deeper, the second layer of the heart, it holds all the pictures of the wounding that we've held. You know, where did we get hurt when we were a child, or this relationship, or that experience, or, and then as we clean all of that, that really deep place in our heart, which is when we follow our breath, and we allow the breath to move in and out through the heart, and we follow it at its core, we begin to tap the soul. And as we begin to perceive from that level, which it feels like that's what's starting to really open in humanity right now, as we begin to feel from that level, things look really different. It's not about just seeing through our own eyes, but how do we see through global eyes? I love the fact that we have a new president-elect, you know, that really sees at that level. I was sent an email, I think it was around Thanksgiving, and how he was feeding the hungry with his family, you know, in Chicago. And it was like, yay, this is the next president of the United States that comes to, like, how do we be at everyday level with everyday people and share, you know, what it is that we have. And I think on a global level, things are going to come a little bit more into balance with the new administration and with each one of us, you know, thinking in those terms.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting times just to open up and see what happens in the world now. Wow.
Deborah, could you tell us about the classes that you have offered on your site?
I teach classes in soul-focused healing, which works with the anatomical design of the body. It interfaces exactly with the organs, the glands, the nervous system, the brain, the body of the soul. You know, I start usually with level one, then go to level two. Sometimes I do one-year programs where I'll work with a group. And usually those are the people who want to be healers that really, you know, develop. And I walk them through. So through it, they're learning self-mastery as well as learning how to heal at that level. And then we get a little bit more into the soul body and, you know, opening through the soul. It's something that some people just do it to learn more about themselves and learn how to work with themselves. It works very well on yourself to work with clients. I first learned it when I had children, and I would work with my children. I would work with someone who was injured on the soccer field who had a stomach ache or, you know, what. However, it can be used anywhere. I can do distance work. I teach people how to do distance work because the energy field can be accessed at any dimension, and you just go right in and do it. And then I also do classes on spiritual development and the awakening consciousness. I have a retreat in Panama that's a deep meditation retreat, going in and unlocking places within the soul and really learning or exploring deeply through meditation. It's a meditation and yoga retreat in Panama in February. So any of the listeners, I invite you to come and explore yourself at a deeper level in that way. And then the classes, I recently took a sabbatical, so I'm just in the last year or so, I took a two-year sabbatical from teaching because I really wanted to go in deeper for myself. And I'm just getting started teaching again. I teach in Miami. I'm moving to California soon, so I'm going to be doing teaching there. and a little bit in New York and Charleston and kind of getting back out there again. So I'm open, wherever someone can gather a group, I'm open to coming, or I have other soul-focused healing teachers that I've trained that can come. So anyone that would like a training in their community, either myself or somebody else can come in and begin training. And what that does is begins to open up people, and then we suggest that people work together, practice on each other in the community, and it just begins to open things up for people and really within the community. And people are often quite busy. Once they get proficient at doing this, they're quite busy. I was involved with working on a medical team for a couple of years here in Miami Beach, and it was amazing to see, you know, things that people go get an MRI or an X-ray for. I could just feel it energetically, things that doctors sometimes don't really know what's going on. Go in with my hands and feel it. It's very palpable. So a class would teach one how to clear the distortions and imbalances, and as the seven chakras of the body stay in line and balance, and then one's nervous system begins to relax, which is really big in our culture right now, the nervous system with all the technology and the busyness. As the nervous system relaxes, then the soul can really begin to enter into the body and live through the personality body. So I guess in a nutshell, that's what I teach.
And is there a certain number of people that you want to start a group? How many people do you need?
Well, the minimum would be 10 or 12. When I first started teaching, I always had groups of 30. And lately, I've been teaching smaller groups. Just in the last year, I've been teaching smaller groups, and it's just a little bit deeper. It's nice to have more, but you really need at least 10 to 12 people for a class, to begin a class.
Well, that sounds interesting. Do you have anything set up in the near future?
I think my next level one class is in Sacramento, California, in April. Because I'm moving right now, I'm moving to Malibu in March. I'm just sort of finishing things up here. I just had a level one class in Miami Beach.
I missed that one.
I know.
Yep. They were wanting me to do one more. I just don't know if I can do one more. But if you gather a group of 10 or 12, I'll do it on one of the few weekends I have available.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you do, is it a 1 or 2 days?
It's usually, the level one is a 3-day. And it's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I also do a 1-day class that is understanding the chakra system. And it goes through all the chakras, what they mean physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and then cover the five chakras of the soul. And it's really the chakra system, how they affect our health, vitality, and consciousness. And that's a really good beginning class. And it's usually a 1-day on a Saturday, and it's from 10 to 6. And it's a great introduction. It's where people get to understand, like really understand, what is the chakra system and how does it affect our health, vitality, and consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the key to unlocking the hidden mystery of who we are and what we experience and how to awaken spiritually. So that's a great class.
That sounds like a great class too. Deborah, we have a couple of minutes left, so I'd like for you to tell our listeners how they can contact you.
They can contact me by going to the website, which is soulfocusedhealing.com, and they can email me at Deborah@soulfocusedhealing.com.
Okay, and it's Deborah
at
soulfocusedhealing.com.
soulfocusedhealing.com.
Okay, and is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners before we sign off?
Just enjoy your life and trust the higher power that's guiding you. It's like if we all can get out of the way and just move into that flow with the presence of being, there's something so magnificent for each one of us.
Mm.
That sounds
beautifully
great.
Put. Thank you. Thank you so
thank
much
you
for
so
being
much
on
for
our show.
Yeah, thank you.
And we do hope that you do come back on the show sometime in the future. It sounds like you have a lot more you could talk about.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you so much.
So there you have it, listeners. That was Deborah Mills from SoulFocusedHealing.com. Go to the website, learn more about the classes, and if you have questions, you can contact Deborah or you can contact us. And we want to thank you. We want you to stay tuned for next week, and we have a special guest coming next week.
And we're going to continue on for next week with opening up our heart again and listening to our inner voice. So thank you all for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.